For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. 17 high school students who joined a program for young people to learn construction skills will graduate today, with a tool belt and a few skills to take into the job market. I swung by the construction site in Redwood Valley, where they were building a house for a fire survivor. They were working on the foundation, which was not the most popular skill they learned over the course of the program.
I really liked framing because, like, you get to see the structure of the house come up, and you kind of get to see, you get a lot more progress is what I feel like. You get to see the house be built.
My favorite part was the framing and learning how to drive a forklift for the first time. That was pretty fun.
Framing.
The students were definitely thinking about the future.
Hello, my name is Julian Guerrero Jimenez. I entered this program to start on my journey to becoming an architect.
So do you think that there was any particular field that is especially applicable to your plans as an architect?
Basically, everything that has been taught to us during these couple of months that we've been in this program, like I would have to plan everything from foundation to plumbing, basic electrician stuff, framing and roofing, all that stuff.
I'm Colton Gerchen. I'm from Upper Lake High School. I just graduated.
Aside from just being a resume builder, do you feel like you're going to really be able to apply these skills to your career?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm going into San Jose State College, and I'm going to be going for a engineering major. So I'm hoping to use these skills later on, maybe for home projects or maybe a summer job while I'm in college.
Hello, I am Sarah Seha. I like to travel, so thinking like maybe traveling the world and maybe like figure out if there's any like special groups anywhere that needs like help buildings, I can probably do that and help them.
The students were working on a house by Hope City Response Network, a faith-based nonprofit that rebuilds homes in disaster zones. Chris Spurlock gave some general parameters. He said the house would take 3 or 4 months to complete. And how big is the house? What can you kind of describe what you think it's going to look like?
Sure, it's just a basic design. It's going to be 28 by 40 feet. It's 3 bedroom, 2 baths. It's 1,100 square feet, and it's just a basic home that you would need to survive.
And what's the cost to the homeowner?
The cost to the homeowner is zero. Hope City gets private donations, and we also are able to get money from the state, grant money, and we use that as well.
Homeowner Paul Spanchenberg was happy to welcome Hope City and the high school students onto his property.
I really don't really quite have the words quite yet, but I'm very thankful. And I don't know if we would have been able to build really without them. I could have probably built a something little cabin quick, but I wouldn't want to get embark like I did, taking years to finish the house, you know, like I did before. So.
And you're looking at the site. Can you describe what it looks like right now?
Oh, it's glorious. Not too hot, and everybody seems to have mostly brought their hats, and they're hard at work. The youth of America here, getting down in the trenches, cleaning them out, and we'll be slaying the rebar in there eventually, and then it'll be time to pour some cement.
Nothing like pouring concrete in the summertime.
Yeah, it's not just a hypothetical thing after you pour cement. It's like a real thing then. You can't argue with it, you know.
Eric Crawford is the coordinator for the program, which is called the Mendocino County Construction Corps. He's eager to get the students into jobs. Has anyone been snapped up yet?
Nobody yet, but I think we're right on the cusp.
When is the graduation ceremony?
So it's going to be this evening at 5 o'clock at the Community Foundation of Mendocino County. And anybody is welcome to come. In fact, I encourage contractors to come if they're looking for people and they need trained people who have, you know, at least some basic skills to get an entry level position in construction. This is a perfect opportunity to come and check out 17 people who just finished training.
I was talking to some of the students, and it sounds like framing and forklift driving were the most popular aspects. Were you expecting those to be really hot ticket items?
Well, I knew that the forklift driving would be, just because anytime you get teenagers behind the wheel of a vehicle, it could be, you know, a forklift or a crane or a backhoe, all of which they have driven. They loved those activities.
So is this a program that is going to continue next year?
You bet.
One of the students was ready for his interview. Okay.
I'm Joshua Betts.
So can you describe what this program has been like for you?
It's been quite awesome because of all the hands-on experience I've gotten, and I've gained a lot of knowledge from all the different instructors that we've had. And
was there any one particular field that just especially grabbed you?
I kind of like it all, really. It all really grabs my interest, but...
So what's next for you?
Well, right after we graduate, I plan on just going straight to work. We have one of the instructors that I'm going to be interviewing for today, so hopefully I'll get a job.
So this is like your practice interview?
Yep, this is definitely a practice interview.
So what are you going to say to this person interviewing you to really sell yourself and convince them that you're the best person for the job?
Well, this is what I've wanted to do my whole life, so I'm going to make it happen.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.